In that gospel reading, the scene is set in a vineyard. Those who heard the word vineyard, namely the chief priests and the Jewish elders, would quickly have realized that this story was about Israel, and therefore about them. In the Hebrew scriptures, Israel is often described as God's vineyard, and you've only to look at the psalm this morning and the Old Testament reading to see that very clearly. In Jesus's parable, the vineyard belongs to a wealthy landowner who has leased the vineyard to tenants and charged them to till the vineyard for him. They will be rewarded for their labours, excuse me, but the fruit of the vineyard, the vineyard produces will by right be his. So what are they going to render to their master when the harvest time comes? And the answer is nothing. The tenants have taken over the vineyard for themselves. They've ill-treated their Lord's emissaries, and they're planning even to kill their master's son. The significance of the story should be plain to them and very plain to us, who acknowledge that same Son as our Lord and Master. According to St. Paul, the Church of God is the new Israel. Jesus calls himself the true vine, of which we are the branches. So what fruit will we render to God when our harvest time comes? And again, St. Paul is the one who tells us the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, and self-control. Before I started training as a reader, I'd been leading a Girl Covenanter group for 20-odd years, a group for girls 11 years and upwards. I well remember the time when we were thinking about these fruits of the Spirit, and on our club night we painted a large tree, and on it we put fruit of all kinds, an apple, a pear, a plum, a cherry, a strawberry, and others that I can't remember. But the one that actually sticks in my mind is the banana of faithfulness. It needed a long fruit for so many letters. Of course, our tree was like no other tree. In the natural world, no tree can bear more than one kind of fruit. Plums don't grow on pear trees. But what is impossible in the natural world is extremely possible in the spiritual world. God intends us to produce all these wonderful fruits in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, and how we need that fruit at this time. Kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We can only do it if we allow God's Holy Spirit to work in our lives. None, or perhaps few of these fruits come to us by nature. Certainly patience didn't come to me by nature. They are the fruit of the Spirit, and we make a mistake if we can pick and choose and say, well, I think I'll have a bit of faithfulness and you can have a bit of joy. St. Paul is again very clear that the fruit of the Spirit is not like the gifts of the Spirit. When he speaks of the gifts of the Spirit, he emphasizes that no one person is given all the gifts. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. With the fruit of the Spirit, it is totally different. Each of us should find ourselves growing in love, joy, in peace, patience, and all the rest, as we let God's Holy Spirit do his work in our hearts. So I end with a question. What fruits will we render to God when our own harvest time comes? Amen.